Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Mom doesn't want me to have a birthday party at home this year, because last year Timmy broke her best lamp. Rats.
Hey, kiddo.
Me?
Yeah. How about a birthday party at Yankee Doodle Dandy? It's a lot of fun. The gang can even eat from the Yankee Doodle Dandy menu. Hamburgers, Cokes, and fries for just $1 a child. We'll even furnish the crazy hats, coloring books, and a cake. All the fun's on us. And Mom will like it, too, because we'll clean up after the fun. Just stop in at the Yankee Doodle Dandy near you to arrange for your best birthday ever.
There's nothing unusual about aged Swiss cheese, nothing unusual about sliced ham, or even a boneless breast of chicken patty. But when the Sizzler puts them all together, they turn into Malibu chicken. Delicious layers of flavors you may never have tasted together, with a zip of a dip of mustard sauce, and of course, a juicy steak. Steak and Malibu chicken at the Sizzler. It's different, and there's only one place on earth you can get it.
Dave Player here on 720 WGN. Roger, let's go to the Sizzler after this.
I'm with you. I'm ready, baby. That's some good eating.
Well, I'll tell you what. You might be one of those lucky people that received a link from a close friend to a very cool website called Craig's Law Chicago, place to reminisce about the places we used to shop, eat, and play, from the classic stores of Chicago's past, from Polk Brothers and Turnstile to the Lockwood Castle and Yankee Doodle Dandies, you just heard, and even the Axel Roller Rink and the Oasis Drive-In. And there's so many memories visiting these vintage places in and around Chicago. So to take us down memory lane, and tonight focused on Chicago's lost eateries, live in studio, is the proprietor of CraigsLawChicago.com, and that's Craig Locasiato. I got that right again.
You got it exactly right.
Welcome back to the show, Craig.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So love your website. It's so much fun. You know, when you're just kind of sitting in bed and you're kind of putzing around the web, man, it's great to look at these places because I forget about some of these we used to hang out at as kids.
Yeah, the pictures bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people.
They do. And pictures speak a thousand words. And we're going to talk about some of those places tonight. And if you've got a favorite Chicago eatery that's long gone, you want to talk about it, 312-981-7200. You can call or text. First one that we played tonight was a commercial for Yankee Doodle Dandy. And I remember this one. There was one in Franklin Park, and there was one up in Algonquin where my cousins grew up. And I didn't know much about this place, but it had 27 restaurants in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, I remember the one in Mount Prospect we used to go to. It's the one I was familiar with.
The burgers that I absolutely love at In-N-Out Burger, where they take the buns and they actually put it on the grill and crisp around the edge. That's what Yankee Doodle Dandy used
yes.
to do, right? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it started in 1966, 27 restaurants by 76. Let's see here. There was still one left, I guess, in the late 70s in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Brookfield was also the last Cock Robin, which we'll talk about, to the ice cream place. So Brookfield
Correct.
Is a hanger-oner. They must love their
yes.
their classic restaurants. But, you know, it was red, white, and blue, and went away in the early 80s. But that
yep.
was a classic place for
yes,
birthday parties
yep.
and all kinds of good stuff. The Cock Robin ice cream. There's a documentary that there's the Naperville public station out there put together some years ago about Prince Castles and Cock Robin. And people really remember those places. Were you a Prince Castles guy or were you a Cock Robin? We're about the same age.
Well, actually, I've seen that documentary. Actually, Prince Great. Castle originally was the name, and then it became
then
Cock
it became
Robin.
Cock yeah, Robin.
So
that's right.
That's
one right.
of the same, actually.
There was one next to Gene and Jude's hot dogs, and I remember that was a Saturday night. You
yes.
would go get your Gene and Jude's hot dogs, and then you'd walk across the parking lot and get your square ice cream cone.
Right after a concert at the Thirsty Whale.
Yeah, the Thirsty Whale.
And then there was another one up in Skokie on
Cock Robin.
Yep, Cock Robin, right on the corner of Skokie Boulevard and Oakton.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it was there for a long, long time.
There was a bunch of these, and the one in Brookfield, I think just a few years ago, was finally torn down and demolished. I just can't believe someone hasn't bought the name and done private label ice cream under that brand or whatever. I mean, it's still
right.
pretty recognizable in Chicago.
Absolutely.
See, now what I remember, and we did this long ago, Rogers, I mm-hmm. found online, and it was literally, I think I had to get it from Amazon.UK, and it took a while to get it. Mm-hmm. They have square ice cream scoops.
Oh, you've got one?
Yeah. Not any of the originals,
right.
But there's one that you can buy.
Mm-hmm. I have one of those.
They're a pain in the ass, but, yeah. But they're a lot of fun.
I did try to use it once, and it must take a while to get used to maneuvering
it. Does. There's an art, I think,
yes.
to doing that. But I remember when you'd get a double ice cream cone at Cock Robin, it was like the base of the cone, and then it switched off to two sides
yes.
where you had, right? It wasn't
yep,
just
exactly.
a straight cone, yeah. That was kind of cool. So you can get two different flavors and not mix them up. I remember that as well. 312 says Burger Chef was a
mm-hmm. bit.
Now, this was a place. I was looking at this, and there weren't any around in Chicago, in downtown, were there? Any in the?
You know, I don't remember exactly where the locations were. I vaguely remember Burger Chef.
Roger, do you
Burger
remember?
Yeah, there was one two blocks from my high school, Evanston.
Oh, in Evanston.
Yeah,
okay.
On Dempster and Dodge, and that's where. It was great because you could sit along on either the left or the right side of the cooking area, and it was all windows.
Oh,
so you
okay.
could watch them making all the food, and the burgers were fantastic.
Yeah, see, isn't that something? All these, they were talking about the steak burgers at Yankee Doodle Dandy. These were all really good quality
mm-hmm.
Restaurants. Burger Chef was around since 1954. It hit its peak in 1973 with 1,000 locations. At some point, they sold it to Hardee's, and that's
oh.
when they saw it, which is, I can't take Hardee's. I just,
yeah.
this. Oh, God, it's the worst. But the final restaurant to carry the Burger Chef name closed in 1996, but mostly on the East and West Coast. I think it closed here a little bit earlier, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. 773, love to go to Wags on Belmont and Harlem. So Wags was, and people realize this, that was Walgreens.
Right.
Yeah, because that was the yep. W and the A and the G and the S, and that's the one I went to. I went to Holy Cross High School.
Right.
So we used to hang out at that one. But that was kind of like a Baker Square kind of place, right?
Yeah, like a Denny's store
yeah.
place,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. But see, I also remember going to... like Walgreens downtown had a counter that you'd go eat at, or Woolworths,
yes.
you know, that you'd go kind of hang out at. And
right. A lot of the old department stores, Five and Dimes, had a counter like that. You know,
it was very basic. It was
yes.
hamburgers, it was hot dogs, and Bennett, who's 20-something's like, what? What? You could go eat at Walgreens?
All over the head.
Oh, yeah.
Way over my head.
Whatever. But they had 91 restaurants. It was modeled after Denny's, Shoney's, Big Boy. And some of these, again, had restaurants, Wags, inside the Walgreens stores. It's funny because the one that's down now on State Street has little restaurant stuff and food, and you can get lunch in there and so forth. But let's see. They sold their restaurants to Marriott in 1988 because Marriott does a lot of catering and so forth. And then in 1988, and it closed it down within a few years. So that was the end of that. Oh, they went to Shoney's restaurants. That's what happened to them. Arthur Treacher's. I was looking at another one on the website. That was a classic. They're still around.
That
though.
Was so weird.
Aren't
they're
they?
Not in the Chicagoland area. They are still around in other states, but they're gone from this area.
What was
there
weird
used
about to be one. Well, because it was named after Arthur Treacher.
Yeah, right.
Merv Griffin's sidekick, an old British guy. I mean, it was fish and chips.
Yeah.
But we had one on Howard Street, right by the, not the Howard L, by the Northwestern tracks.
Okay.
And there was one on, it was on the Chicago side. That's the dividing line there
okay.
between Evanston and Chicago. So there was one on the Chicago side right by the Northwestern tracks near Clark Street.
The one that's on your website, Craig, looks like the one that was by Lutheran General Hospital. There was one like on Dempster and something like that in Niles. Was there one by you as well? Or
There was several locations. I don't
yeah.
remember an exact location we used to go to, but I definitely remember going there often when we were younger.
I remember the Hush Puppies.
Yes, they were very good, yeah.
The Hush Puppies that were there. The Mill Race Inn. This was one from 708 that mentioned. This was a cool little place that was in downtown Geneva, and it's on the river, and I think finally somebody bought the property, and I think people are hoping that it turns into a restaurant again, but it was a very classic restaurant, almost supper clubby, to a point where they'd have like prime rib, walleye pike, you know, salmon, 30 wines by the glass, rib steaks, a Friday fish fry, that type of place.
Right.
These places are a little bit of a thing come by, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. 608 mentions JoJo's. Now, I remember
yep.
excuse me, JoJo's. It was a purple little sign. There was one on Mannheim. Lums, ground round at Harlem and Irving. watching Laurel and Hardy movies as a kid. I remember the ground round. Wasn't that where you the peanuts?
Yeah, the peanut shells on the floor. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And Lums, I remember they. There used to be one. My goodness, Oakton.
Okay.
West of Skokie.
You lived around where I did, too, so we're kind of in the same kind of...
Okay. And I remember there was a Lums in Carbondale when I went to school there.
Okay.
Because they used to frost the beer mugs.
Oh, isn't that great?
If you wanted beer, you didn't just get it out of the tap. The beer mug was frosted, and then they'd pour the beer in it. It was awesome. And great fries there, too.
You know who still does that is Barnaby's Pizza, who's been around for... That's one of those places you would have expected to be on the list years ago, but they have great
Barnaby's
pizza.
Still around.
Great pizza, and they do frozen beer mugs.
Yeah, there's still a couple left. They actually just fairly recently closed the one in Schaumburg.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
On golf?
Yes. I think there's still at least one or
there's
two more.
There's one
in Rosemont.
And I've been to it. It's just north of Howard Street.
In Niles,
near the golf course there.
And there's one in Des Plaines also.
Yeah,
but I will tell you, those two, on a Saturday night, even on a Tuesday night, they're very busy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe the Schaumburg one was just kind of a thing gone by. There's so much
And most of them are kind of like out of the way.
Yeah.
They're not on main drags near other shops and stuff. They're just like, oh, look at that. There it is.
But you walk into them, and they look exactly as you did when you left your baseball game in 1979.
Exactly.
But the pizzas are really good.
Very good pizza, yes.
I attribute Schaumburg. Schaumburg, there was also a Russell's in Schaumburg, too, that closed some years ago, that it is so over-retailed and over-restaurant in that area that it just probably couldn't survive. 773 says, Andy's Candy on Milwaukee. Diversi and Kimball for the greatest chocolate sundaes back in the early 60s. My mom talks about the buffalo. Anybody know the buffalo?
Yeah, buffalo ice cream.
I used to go to it when I was very young. We used to go for parties there.
Did you used to?
Yes.
Yeah.
I see your wife pointing at you, Craig.
Yeah, exactly. My folks used to take us there when we were young for like a birthday party. They used to have a huge ice cream sundae, if I'm remembering properly.
With the sparklers in it.
Yes.
Yep.
My mom had a high school reunion and... part of it was places we used to go, and she had a picture blown up, or actually I had it blown up for her, like to like a 30 by 40 of the buffalo itself. And I know that was a classic place. The Lockwood Castle is one I've only went to a couple times. It's a Starbucks now.
Yep.
Which is so hard to look at because I knew how classic.
Well, Buffalo also moved. The old one closed.
To Morton Grove?
No,
to Buffalo Grove?
Buffalo Grove. To Morton Grove on Dempster.
Oh, okay.
And it was there for a couple of years, and then it closed. And I think it's a restaurant now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. Call or text with your favorite places that are no longer around, and we'll do more with this next with Craig of CraigsLawChicago.com. Next on 720 WGN.
There's a secret. Shh. At your fingertips, it's Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
How do we make the meal you can't make at home? What makes our fish fillets so crunchy? Are chips like French fries outside and baked inside?
We'll never tell. There's a secret here tonight. Real good secret here tonight. Clap your hands and smack your lips for Arthur Treacher's original fish and chips.
Shh. Introducing the Shakey's Pizza Keeper. It helps keep our pizza hot and fresh, even if it takes you a little while to get home.
How classic. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Craig Lucasiato in a trip down the vintage places we used to shop, eat, and play with a super fun website, CraigsLawChicago.com. And I've got a couple other texts coming in. 608, Demon Dogs in the String of Hot Dog Joints in the trailers along Cumberland near Lawrence. Carmel Corn Shops. This is 563. Carmel Corn Shops in the mall. 773 mentions the peanuts. Remember the hot peanuts at the Sears that they used to do when you walked in, like on North Avenue? You'd walk in, there was a hot peanut shop when you'd walk in, like to get your back to school clothes. You'd smell it as you walked in the door.
Right.
That's kind of crazy. 8630, Farrell's Ice Cream in Woodfield Mall. They would come to the table for birthday parties and bang a large drum for each year that you were celebrating. Oh, God. Let's see. 847, Cal's on Montrose and Central. Tasty Freeze, various locations. You can still find a Tasty
Freeze.
They're
still around.
Yeah. Rustlers. Oh, God, Rustlers.
Another one of the like steak
Sizzler.
Joints.
Yeah. Sizzler. I miss the Sizzler. Sizzler's still around, I think, in California. There's still some Sizzlers left, I thought, isn't
they
there?
They could be, yeah.
Bonanza Steakhouses. Let's see here. Ben's Shrimp. The fish.
Actually, I met my wife.
Where?
At Bonanza.
Did you?
Yeah, honest to goodness gracious.
Wow.
In Bloomington, Normal. She had just graduated from ISU, and I was working at a station there.
That's funny.
And I walked in for lunch, and we fell in love.
Look at that.
I'm not kidding.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So let's see here. The Chalet Supper Club on Waukegan. I remember the Chalet sign. Do you remember that? In Waukegan Road at the tollway. The bar had velvet animals whose eyes glowed in the dark. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
847. Anyone there remember the gold coin spent a lot of time in that restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Tui and Linkwood met Jackie Mason there. What was the gold coin?
The gold coin was a regular sit-down restaurant. You can get, like, anything, breakfast, lunch, dinner, anytime. There was one at Howard and Clark gold coin right on the corner. It became a beauty school. After they shut it down quite a number of years ago.
Okay. There's other ones on the website. Mr. K's Restaurant, Slicker Sam's in Melrose Park. You got JoJo's here. Chicken Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Beef and Barrel. Multiple Chicago. Butch's Hot Dogs. Jack in the Box. Now, that's a chain that it is everywhere.
Just not here.
Yeah, they splashed in Chicago at some point.
Yep.
And came in and out. Oh, there's a picture of the Buffalo. See, there's all kinds of memories here, folks. Yeah. You got to check this out. It's craigslostchicago.com. Poppin' Fresh, the Pie Pan Drive-In.
Which became...
What's that? Baker Square?
Baker Square.
Oh, yeah, yes. Right. Let's see here. Tad's Steaks. You know we went to last week? That's another one of those throwback places that you got to go to so it stays around, is Tom's Steakhouse on North Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Great throwback place. But it's always crowded and stuff. They have great steaks, great salads and stuff in there. Let's see here. The Italian U-Boat. I remember Dave's Drive-In on Mannheim. Anybody remember that?
No.
Mannheim and Grant. It was like a little drive-in hamburger place. And it looked like it was a throwback from 1950s on that as well. Paul Bunyan of Old Town. I remember Paul Bunyan at the Dells restaurant up there. Joe Stein's, Town and Country on North Avenue in Chicago. Eli's, of course, Eli's Cheesecake. The Stone Cottage Pub on North Avenue in Elmhurst. House of Pies, 847. The Comeback Inn in Melrose Park. Yeah, okay, all right. What was that? Was that more of a supper club-y kind of place, or what was it?
It was kind of like an old pub. They had peanut shells on the floor again. It was a very dark place.
Yeah, a lot of these places were very dark.
In Old Town, chances are, didn't they have, I think they had the peanuts on the floor too, or was that Pickle Barrel?
Oh, I don't know. What was the Pickle Barrel?
Pickle Barrel, there was one up at Howard and Western, in a shopping center up there, where I used to work at the Jewels up there.
The Jewels.
The Jewels. But I think they, one or the other, chances are, was in Old Town.
Okay.
Yes. And there was also the original Pickle Barrel was there, and Pickle Barrel started to spread out a little bit and then just faded out.
Just faded out.
One or the other had peanut shells on the floor. The Pickle Barrel had a barrel of pickles at
on the
every
floor.
Table.
On no, the floor. Oh, okay, the floor. All right. 847 Dog and Suds. Now, they're still around, too. There's one in Richmond, I know.
There is one or two left. Yeah, there's at least one in Richmond. There might be another one somewhere else.
Ponderosa, 563. 847 Grassfields on Ashland. Now, I remember Hans Pavarian Lodge. Mm-hmm. We used to go there for a lot of birthdays. My grandmother was German. That was in Wheeling.
I thought there was a Grassfields up in on Ridge.
Oh, maybe there was a couple of them.
And it's been long torn down.
The old spinning wheel in Hinsdale. Yeah, another little classic.
How about Fanny's in Evanston?
Fanny's. What was Fanny's?
Oh, my goodness. The best Italian food ever. It was in the middle of nowhere. Fanny's Italian restaurant. There were several floors you could sit on. Fanny would come out and greet everyone. She had an Irv Kupsinet-type column in the Evanston Review. So all the big stars who would come out, she would write about them and how she hobnobbed with them. And they would bring out a white angel food cake with a candle in it for your birthday.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You know, you and I are the king of worthless information. We really are. That's what my wife tells me. I love reminiscing about this stuff.
Great.
I'm like an old soul, man.
Yeah.
The Welcome Inn on Howard and Western was another one. Chef Alberto's and Lerner's Red Hots. The May... Okay, 312 says the Mayflower. Eat the donut, not the hole. And then and then Cock Robins for their black cows, which was their Rupert Floats, I think,
right.
So to speak. Stanley's Red Hots on Lincoln and Lil, that was 1970. Parsi's Hot Dogs, I remember that as well. I'm just scrolling through the site. It's absolutely amazing. Alpine Inn in Glenview. Do you remember that? Because that's your neck of the woods a little bit. Alpine Inn. Does that sound familiar to you?
I don't remember Alpine.
And Shakey's Pizza we just did.
They were all over the place. I love their pizza.
I don't remember them so much in Chicago. I remember going to the Wisconsin State Fair and them having a big booth there, and we used to get Shakey's Pizza there. But where were they here?
Well, not exactly sure the locations. I know there were several. My memory is after our Little League game, we would go there and celebrate a victory. Or if we lost, he would cheer us up by taking us to Shakey's because it was such a fun place with the banjo player and the player piano and all that.
See, I remember Maloney's ice cream. There was one in Harlem and Irving, and then there was one over, I think, at that Oak Mill Mall on like Oakton in Milwaukee by Townhouse TV and Appliances when that was around at the time.
You got John's Garage here, and that was at Woodfield.
Yes.
Woodfield Mall. I've eaten in there.
Forever. That was there. We're just going to keep talking.
Yeah, forget the news. Let's just keep going, because if you're going down the list, then I'm going down the list.
Winchell's. I remember Winchell's. What was the – there was the Chinese restaurant that just closed in Lincolnwood. That was in the Cow, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Bob Surratt was talking about that when he was here.
And that's their – that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was their second location. They used to be on Devon when I was a lot younger in a smaller – location, and then I think they went to that one on Cicero, which was much larger.
Schroeder's and Snackville Junction. Is that gone? Wow. So that was the choo-choo of the north suburbs.
Yes.
Oh, see, my sister-in-law used to tell me about going to the Snackville Junction. Oh, that's such a shame that they're gone. I did not know that. The Como Inn. Oh, yeah. That's a classic Chicago.
Oh, that was great food. I got to know the Marchetti family.
From 847, David's Restaurant in Bridgeport, 31st and Halsted. That's from Margaret. Thank you, Margaret. 312. The Red Star Inn. Where was
that? That's on there as well. I don't remember the exact location on that one.
Okay. Red Hot Ranch on Devon. And I'm just going to talk away from the mic here for a second.
You got Manzo's Italian restaurant on Manzo's on Irving Park. I was in a bowling league where they sponsored three different teams. And we used to have our end of the season parties there.
Isn't that fun? There's all kinds of memories. Amy Joy.
Why did you do this to us?
Oh, 2348 West Devon was your Cow Cow's original location. Manny's Snack Shack in Twin Lakes, 262 Cookie. You know, we had a cottage up in Twin Lakes and on Lake Mary. And I remember that snack shack. I thought it was still around, though. Maybe it was called Manny's at the time, but... But there was also, what else was up in Twin Lakes? There was a great little pizza place in Twin Lakes. There was also the Village Inn. There was Mary's Last Resort. So, Cookie, if you're listening, do you remember these up in Wisconsin?
Well, I had a friend that had a cottage in Lake Zurich. I want to say I'm Lake Elizabeth or Lake Murray, one of those two, yes.
Lake Twin Lakes, yep. Let's see here.
Angus you have on the site, is that the one that used to be up on Western Avenue near Howard Street?
I'm not exactly sure the location of that.
There used to be a Black Angus, very small place. You could park in the back and walk through the back past the kitchen. And it was just south of Howard Street. And it became a Swedish bakery, and now I think it's been empty for a long time. But great, great steaks there.
Speaking of politically incorrect, there was an Aunt Jemima's Kitchen. America's favorite pancakes around Chicagoland.
It was in Chicagoland area. It was a chain.
Wow. See, now I never went to that.
Culpeppers. Anybody remember Culpeppers? How about Dockweeds?
That yes. used to I remember Dockweeds.
Oh, yeah.
That was where the Portillo's is now, I think, across from Lutheran General Hospital, right? Red Star Inn at Irving and Central. Big advertising for WGN Wally years ago. So Red Star Inn was a big advertiser here. So Wally went, the Red Star Inn went. See? That's what happened there. So many great places. And, Armando's on Russian Superior. You know, but it takes a lot. And you got to check out the site, folks. It's craigslawchicago.com. But, you know, it entertains thousands of Chicagoans throughout the year. And it takes time and money to maintain this website. So if you love what you see, you can make a donation on the site, correct?
Yes. There is a link to PayPal. If you enjoyed what you saw, you could make a donation. Any amount would be helpful.
This is like a full-time job keeping this site up.
It kind of is, right? Yeah, it was originally a hobby, but yeah, it's turned into a little bit more than that.
See what you got yourself into? Does your wife say that? See what you got yourself into?
Yes.
So that's CraigsLawChicago.com. Got to check it out. Still coming in here, Sambo's. Yeah, speaking of politically incorrect,
yes.
847. Let's see here. What else was on here? All kinds of good stuff. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll take our next adventure. So we've done amusement and entertainment. We've done restaurants. We'll have to do shopping or something next.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks again, pal. All right. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It is 3:05. Sorry, Bennett. And here are the top stories with Roger Badish.
And I'm catching up now.
Oh, wait. I got the Straw Hat, the Red Barn, and Zesto in Twin Lakes. Oh, the Straw Hat's still there, though. That's the ice cream place that's in Twin Lakes. I love that. 630. Sally's Stage in Logan Square. These are just going to keep coming.
Wait, no, Sally's Stage was on Western Avenue.
A lot of the ones mentioned were on the site.
Are they too? Yeah.
You know, some of these are before my time and have been suggestions that people have asked for a request. Can you please find a picture of this place or that place? You know, and I've done the research and I may not be as familiar with, you know, it's the ones that I grew up with. But
part of it is participating and sending you stuff too, because people have a lot of stuff they keep to themselves. It would be Andre's Steakhouse in Richmond. They're just going to keep coming in.
Yeah,
I've
had a lot of family members that their folks owned a restaurant for 50 years and just closed. Can you please include this on your website? And, you know, I've always added any time there's been a request like that, especially someplace that survived for 30, 40, 50 years, you know, deserves to mention on there. So
Bennett's staring at me. We're just going to keep breaking into the
forget
news.
Forget it, Bennett. Because Sally's Stage, you know why they call it Sally's Stage?
Why is that?
They had an actual stage in there.
Is that right?
And you would go there for birthdays, and they would go up on stage and perform for your birthday parties.
Wow.
It was awesome.
What was the... what was the name of the place that Marshall Brodeen, a Wizzo, owned?
Oh.
It was in Schaumburg. It was magic, and it was a restaurant, and I can't remember. And he'd kill me if I mentioned.
She's from New Jersey.
Okay.
I know he had a magic shop in old Chicago. But
okay,
I don't remember a restaurant.
He had, Ed DeBevick, someone just mentioned, because that just got knocked out.
Yeah, they're supposed to be reopening,
so but it's coming back, isn't it? They're reopening
they're
another
supposedly
one.
They're moving.
Yeah.
Alpine Inn, it was Elliot's Pine Log on Skokie Boulevard.
That's on there.
Howard, yeah. And then there was Bones, which was L. Woods. All right, Roger, do some news.
Okay, I will do that.
Right.
Thank you.